Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We are chatting to Potego Mojapela, a aviation analyst. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for welcoming me on your show.
And thank you for making time. We really do appreciate this. And it's very topical. And the story with Comair running out of money, and I know the story of Comair. I know in May 9, 2022, the start of the epidemic when Comair entered this, I know the financial woes, and it's impacting a lot. There's a lot of people worried. Please, can you take us through what occurred today, what is happening, and where we stand?
May I also just correct you that I think their problems started in 2020 when they announced voluntarily business rescue process.
I apologize. Yeah. In May 2020 when they announced the business rescue.
Correct. It was still under the CEO, Ranel Stander.
That's right.
When she took that decision that they are now going to place the business, Comair, under business rescue to try and salvage the company. And there has since then, there has been a lot of changes. She has since resigned and the board has changed. They have been deregistered or delisting from stock exchange. And there has been numerous attempts to try and fly and stop and start during the pandemic. And then the last one was when they suffered quite a number of engine failures, landing gear issues. And then subsequent to that led to when the CAA took a decision to ground them temporarily on the basis that they were not necessarily able to come up with the reasons why they should not be grounded after those issues. And this is a culmination of things that has happened when Comair came back from that business rescue, which had not necessarily materialized because they were still hoping that they can secure more money to keep them going.
Right. And tell me, I interrupted you. Please carry on.
Yeah. So for what happened yesterday was that they tried to run a special to make sort of an advance cash injection in a form of running a special to get more money to continue carrying on with the services of a month of June. But that could not materialize. Hence, you have seen the immediate suspension of last night because they could not come up with liquidity to sustain the business going forward. But what is very strange about how they have dealt with this is it was in a bad faith, to be honest with you, because the management and the board sits on the meeting every single day. The CFO and all the people that are involved in the projection of how the month looks like, they were updating management regularly because this is their own work that they are doing on daily. But what the management and the rest of everybody did was to act in a bad faith and not communicate this to customers and continue taking money from customers the manner in which they have done. And I think here, it was thuggery at its best that has happened to try and get money from the people, and the next thing you say, you can't refund them.
Absolutely. So, I mean, the impact on current travelers who've already purchased tickets, I mean, what happens to these people? What do they do?
Fortunately, I was at the airport this afternoon.
Right.
Many broadcasters actually requested me to be there and assist them to analyze the situation. Many people that were there at the airport that I spoke to, there was nobody to give them answers what to happen and what they need to do. So they end up buying new tickets from the operating airlines that are there, your SAA, as well as SAFAir and others, Link, and so on. But there wasn't anybody. Even Glenn Osman, the CEO, he made a statement that he has released. They said on the voice note that he published, he said they've got nothing that they can offer to customers at the moment, meaning that you are on your own. Whether you are booked on a connecting flight, it is up to the airline that you have booked on to put you on the other airline that you need to fly with. But at the moment, there is really nothing that customers that booked with them are going to benefit or get out of this whole scenario. That's hence I'm saying you can't be running a special up until 11:59 in the evening 5 hours later, the flights have been cancelled. It is unheard of.
Absolutely.
And the credibility of Comair took a serious knock.
I can just imagine, I mean, especially for the last few years, and I mean, Comair is the British Airlines sort of franchise in SA, and it's not going to go down well, this. And as an aviation analyst, what are your thoughts around how is this going to impact the low-cost airlines in South Africa? What is it going to, because we're already seeing the impact. We're already seeing people are not really flying. How is this further going to impact the low-cost airlines?
So the low-cost airline at the moment, it's really taking a serious knock. Remember, we are one low-cost down in a form of Mango. Now we are the second one low-cost in a form of Kulula, the second one.
Yeah.
We are down with two airlines. Now we are left with only one low-cost, I would call it, because I'm not sure with Lyft if I should classify it as low-cost, because their prices doesn't reflect the low cost as it may.
Yeah.
And for me is that the airline business really low cost business took a serious knock, and is not going to recover anytime soon, especially with now the imminent of Comair going down again. And for Comair to come back again flying, I don't know. They just need a divine intervention more than ordinary. Between me and you and everybody else.
Absolutely.
You need credibility,
of course,
for you to be able
to
get back.
I know.
Yes.
I mean, they've lost the credibility of so many of their customers, and it's not going to go down well. But Putego, thank you so much. Thank you for your insight into this. And that was Putego Mojapele, aviation analyst. Thank you so much.